The Brooklyn House of Detention, a grim-looking 10-story tower right next to Brooklyn's courthouse, stands at a crucial corner. Looking one way, you're not far from the Brooklyn Bridge, and the other way, Atlantic Avenue, is a wide thoroughfare lined with antique shops, boutiques, restaurants, and Middle Eastern food markets. Claire Weitz is an architect who worked for a local business group on a plan for this street.
Everyone on the avenue called this area right here in front of the jail the Gap.
By Gap, she doesn't mean a middle-brow clothing store famous for navel-bearing jeans. But that's not a bad idea.
So yeah, you're surrounded with condos, and people in condos really want to go shopping.
Some think a boutique hotel might work nicely here, but Weitz is partial to food.
I think what Atlantic Avenue needs is a really great kind of market hall.
A few of these have sprung up in New York City with great success. There's one at Grand Central Station where you can buy fancy cheeses at one stall, rare olives in a second, yummy baked goods at a third. But are people going to feel comfortable buying their Dolmatas and Dorade under the same roof as a double offender?
New York is a city that's full of contradictions.
There are factories under apartments, meat markets next to restaurants, swimming pools across from the UN. Land is at a premium here, creating all kinds of unlikely bedfellows. Anyway, says the correction commissioner, Martin Horn, they're doing this now in a jail once so bleak it was known as the Tombs.
A second tower was built there on Center Street, and the ground floor of it are retail.
That's true. There's a pharmacy, a deli, and a couple of Asian restaurants where most patrons have no idea they're eating in jail. But what's planned for Brooklyn is much more expansive. One neighborhood activist is calling the idea harebrained. Others would just like the jail to be somewhere else. Not possible, says Commissioner Horn.
Where?
The city says it needs to shift inmates out of outdated facilities and in to Brooklyn. For Architect Weitz, the possibilities are endless.
The other idea is there's almost no spaces in Brooklyn, downtown Brooklyn, where people can rent for weddings.
So you could get married next to the jail.
Next to the jail.
A life sentence of a different sort entirely. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in New York.
Sorry about that, folks. That was a story that 3 years ago, New York City shut down an 800-bed jail in Brooklyn, and now they're trying to turn the old accommodations into some sort of retail setting, which will improve life in that part of New York City.